Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz.
Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 69, that's 69, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to single digits 3. And those figures are not expected to change in the immediate future, which just means that we're going to continue to experience unreliable reception on shortwave, on long-haul transmission paths, on darkness or semi-darkness paths above about 10 megahertz in the weeks to come. Anyway, some information now concerning monitoring. Monitoring made here in Melbourne recently in the period just after local sunrise. 31 metre band is our band of interest, quite a number of signals audible there, and this is what we found. 9980 WWCR with English. 9920 Radio Thailand, Bangkok, with international service in Thai. 9870 the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, programming in Arabic. Two frequencies for China National Radio Network, 19860 and 9810. And Radio France International on 9790 with French from the Issoudun Transmitting Station. China Radio International Service from the Urumqi Transmitting Site in Bulgarian on 9720. Radio Tangier 9655 in Arabic using the Issoudun Relay Station in France. Quite good reception. 9600 China Radio International from the Kazakh or Kashi Transmitting Station in English. And 9585 another frequency from Kashi in Hungarian at the same time. 9565, the big signal from Radio Marti in the USA in Spanish. 9525, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from the Kuwait Relay Station in Chinese. 9510, Algeria, another frequency from the Eastern Relay Station in France, with programs in Arabic. 9480 NHK Radio Japan, a huge signal, very strong signals, actually intended for Australia and New Zealand in English, and that's of course 2045 to 2100. 9410 the BBC, broadcasting from the Wolverton Relay Station in England, with programming in English to Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. And 9420, the Voice of Greece from Athens, programs in the Greek language, always a good signal, and again between 2045 and 2100. So that was a summary of some signals noted here in Melbourne recently during our post-sunrise period between 2045 and 2100. Good signals in the 31 metre band, and that those conditions are likely to continue in the immediate future. Some notes now of interest to listeners in the European area and in Asia and Africa and the Middle East. These notes were taken from the monitoring resources provided by the SWLDX blog, which is located in Sofia in Bulgaria, and this is what they had to say. NHK World Radio via the Usedom relay station noted from the Usedom station on 13690 between 1430 and 1500, 500 kilowatts in the antenna 090 degrees in Persian to Western Asia. And the Korean Broadcasting System, World Radio, in the 31 metre band noted in Europe on 9645 from 1300 to 1400 with 100 kilowatts, antenna 304 degrees to Central Asia in Russian. And CNR17, an internal service of China, of the Chinese radio, heard in the 25 metre band on 12055 between 1100 and 1200 to Western Asia in the Kazakh language, 100 kilowatts and 298 degrees antenna. And Adventist Hall Radio in the 16 metre band noted in Eastern Europe on 17540, that's from Guam, KSDA, 1030 to 1100 in Tagalog, Mondays to Thursdays and Saturdays to Southeast Asia, 100 kilowatts and 256 degrees. And 1030 to 1100 on 17730 in the same transmitting site to Southern Asia in the Ilocano language, Sundays and Fridays. That's 255 degrees antenna and the transmitter power 100 kilowatts. And Radio Thailand World Service noted in the 16 metre band, 17840, 1000 to 1100 from the Udon transmitting station in Thai to the nearer Middle East, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 305. And Radio Kuwait noted on 15530 between 0500 and 0600 with 250 kilowatts, antenna 3110 degrees with English to Western Europe. And the station known as Follow the Bible Ministries, using transmitter facilities provided at Wolverton, or broken facilities at Wolverton in England, 9470 between 1830 and 1858 with 300 kilowatts, antenna 114 degrees in Arabic to the nearer Middle East on Sundays, very good reception in Eastern Europe. The frequency change planned for the American station WHRI, a new frequency to be used later in October, is 21610, replacing 17815, and that is on the air between 1400 and 2100. And good signals of the Far East Broadcasting Company noted in Eastern Europe. Radio Tios, using 9920, 1500 to 1530, in Russian to Central Asia, with 100 kilowatts and the antenna 323 degrees. And the Voice of Turkey noted on an unusual frequency of 9855 between 1000 and 1025 to Central Asia in the Tata language, 500 kilowatts, high power there, and antenna 032 degrees. And an unscheduled frequency for Radio Kuwait General Service, noted on 17760 between 1000 and 1200 in Filipino to Southeast Asia, 250 kilowatts and 094 degrees antenna. And also on between 1200 and 1206 in Arabic, an unscheduled service. And on 9745 between 1055 and 1330 to Northeast Africa in Arabic, and that's the general service of schedule. Transmitter power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 286 degrees. And Adventist World Radio station noted on 9610, heard in Europe from the Nauen transmitting station in Germany between 0900 and 1000 on 9610 to Southern Europe in Italian on Sundays, and the antenna 180 degrees and the power 125 kilowatts. Station known as the New Shortwave Radio, heard in the 49 metre band on 6160 between 1400 and 2200 to Northwest Europe, English daily, non-directional, very low power, and the station is heard well in Eastern Europe. And the station known as Radio Nidaros on International, the broken facility over the BBC's Ascension Island relay station, 5960 is the frequency between 0500 and 0600 in the Kanuri language to West Africa, and the antenna 055 degrees and the power 250 kilowatts. And the same station on 7415 between 0600 and 0700, again in Kanuri to Western Africa, antenna 065 degrees and the power 250 kilowatts. So those are a few items which we sourced to the SWL DXC newsletter, which is produced by Technical Monitors based in Sofia in Bulgaria. It's done.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.